Keeping Up Appearances, written by Dr. Girlfriend and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. So, Hawkeye and Winter Soldier will be here, in the house across the street, posing as newlyweds who just moved into the neighborhood. Soldier, you'll need to keep the photostatic sleeve on your arm at all times. Steve throws the photo of Lindgren and his wife up on the screen. Lindgren is pretty careful. You'll need to establish his routine and determine the optimal time to search the house. Soldier will look for physical evidence, while Hawkeye checks the computer systems. Steve advances to the next slide, a diagram of what they've established about the human trafficking ring. Meanwhile, Widow is working from this end. She's going to start at the bottom to interrogate some of the low-level thugs doing the acquisitions, see how far up the food chain that gets her. Fun, Natasha says, with a gleam in her eye that says she really means it. Steve nods. We've got a good sense of the people doing the snatching, and Lindgren is a middleman, but we're after the big fish. He leans forward on the conference room table, meeting each of their eyes in turn. Hawkeye, Soldier, you got the dossier with your cover stories a few days ago. Do you have the details solid? These people will be nosy. You need to have the answers so automatic they sound genuine. Clint snorts. I'm familiar with the concept of an undercover op, Steve. As usual, he doesn't seem to be taking anything seriously. He's lolled back in his chair, feet up on the table in front of him. Hawkeye, Steve starts. Our wedding cake was lemon chiffon with lavender buttercream icing. I'm a software engineer named Cliff, and Jim over there is a content strategist. We met in college, but we didn't start dating until we ran into each other again at a karaoke bar 3 years ago, Clint rattles off. He raises his eyebrows at Steve. Happy? Steve grumbles but moves on, and Clint shoots Bucky a wide grin and a wink. It's only an hour ride on the Quinjet, and Bucky figured he could use a refresher, so he's got his nose buried in his dossier. Hey. Bucky looks up to find Clint standing over him. What's up? Clint sits down next to Bucky. He's holding his own dossier. I figured we should talk about, you know, the physical aspect of things. The physical aspect of things, Bucky repeats. He has no idea what Clint is talking about. You know, we're supposed to be newlyweds. So I'm probably going to need to, I don't know, hold your hand, hug you, kiss you on the cheek maybe. We're going to have to do stuff to keep up appearances, but I don't want to cross any lines. Oh. Jesus fuck, how did Bucky not think of this at all? Well, he finally says, all that sounds okay, I guess. Maybe just try not to catch me by surprise. That I can do. Clint says easily. And how about this? If either of us are making the other uncomfortable, we'll just do a double tap like this. He reaches out without hesitation to clasp Bucky's metal hand and taps the back of it twice with his index finger. Can you feel that okay? Yeah, Bucky says, still a little stunned at the sight of his metal hand so casually wrapped up in Clint's long fingers. We can probably do that without anyone noticing, and even if they do clock it, I don't know, I think couples can have little signals for each other anyway, right? At least, I think they do. He shrugs. What the hell would I know about happy marriages, he says, and it's probably meant to sound glib, but it comes out with a little bit of an edge. He pulls his hand away and sits back, and Bucky tries not to miss the warm pressure of his fingers. Maybe we should practice a little, just until we get there, Bucky finds himself saying. Clint looks surprised, but approving. That's a good idea. Here. He slings one arm over Bucky's shoulders, and it takes every ounce of Bucky's self-control not to stiffen up. Instead, he leans into the pressure, resting his head on Clint's shoulder. It feels pretty great, actually. Warm and comfortable. That's great, Clint says. He leans over and presses a soft kiss to Bucky's temple, easy as anything. Very natural. Bucky doesn't feel very natural. He feels like his blood is fizzing through his veins, but he tries to keep his relaxed posture as he opens his dossier again, flipping through the details he's already memorized. Clint opens his dossier too, and Bucky catches a glimpse of something. It's a page of notebook paper, scrawled on in Clint's untidy handwriting. There are bits that are crossed out, and erased and written over, and in some places, sentences are crammed into the margins. There's nothing like that in Bucky's dossier. "What's that?" he asks, and if Clint's arm wasn't around him, he probably wouldn't have been able to detect the slight tension in his posture. "Oh, that's nothing," Clint says, turning the page quickly to cover it up. "Just a little exercise I did to get myself into character." "What kind of exercise?" Clint straightens up. His arm drops from Bucky's shoulders, hand going up to rub the back of his neck. "Nothing really." He's starting to blush a little, a slow red flush washing from the collar of his shirt up to his cheekbones. Bucky watches, fascinated. He should leave it alone. He knows he should, but now he really wants to know. "Come on, Cliff," he teases. "Keeping secrets from your husband already." Clint scowls, but Bucky knows that he's won. "It's just," Clint starts, "we're supposed to be married, right? And people might ask about the wedding and stuff. So I wrote our vows, or at least my side of them, just in case people ask." Clint's shoulders are drawn down defensively, hands clutching the folder tightly. He looks wary, and Bucky feels, well, Bucky feels a lot of things, but especially he feels bad for pushing. "Oh, okay. That makes sense, I guess. Good idea." The tension seems to go out of Clint in a rush, but he's still a little red. "I'm gonna go check in at the cockpit," he says, shoving the dossier onto the bench and escaping towards the front of the Quinjet. And Bucky wouldn't have snooped otherwise, he absolutely wouldn't have, but the jet hits a bump and Clint's dossier falls to the floor, documents scattering everywhere. And when Bucky picks them up and stacks them back together, the vows are on top, and he can't help but read a little bit of Clint's handwriting. And then a little more, and a little more. All the bad things that have happened to him should have made him cruel, but instead, they just made him kind and smart and funny. The way he cares for his friends and notices even the little things. Admire his resilience and the way he fights back even when the odds are against him. Never more happy than when I'm spending time with him, even if we're just watching stupid TV shows or playing video games at 4 a.m. He puts the papers back in the folder and sets it back on the bench, his heart thumping and jumping and twisting in his chest. All the things Clint said, oh, they were phrased generically enough, but they weren't about Jim, they were about Bucky. Could that possibly be how Clint sees him? 2 weeks later, a SWAT team comes to take Lindgren away, right in front of the weekly neighborhood potluck. "Can you believe it, Jim?" Allison exclaims, eyes wide. "Some kind of dangerous criminal, right here in our own neighborhood." "Unbelievable," Bucky agrees. He gives Clint a squeeze with the arm he has around his waist, and then pecks him lightly on the cheek. "Sweetheart, have you tried this potato salad yet? It's amazing." Clint is sitting on the same bench seat on the Quinjet home. It's a little weird to see him back in his usual jeans and t-shirt. Cliff had a penchant for cargo shorts and polo shirts. "Hey, can I talk to you for a second?" Bucky asks. His heart is pounding, and the tips of his fingers feel a little numb, but he's determined to do this. "Sure thing, baby," Clint says, and then shakes himself a little. "Sorry, it's probably gonna take a few days to break the habit." "It's okay," Bucky says, sitting down next to Clint. He can see the moment when Clint automatically starts to put his arm around Bucky's shoulders and then pulls back, gripping both hands together in his lap. "I wanted to give you this," Bucky blurts awkwardly. He pulls the sheet of paper from his back pocket, trying to straighten it out a little. It's folded and crumpled and coffee-stained, and has more crossed out and rewritten parts than even Clint's did. "I'm sorry. I read the vows you wrote. Shit!" Clint's face pales. "Bucky, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you feel like..." "And I wrote my own," Bucky interrupts. "For you." "For me?" Clint echoes. "Yeah, for you." Clint searches Bucky's face for a moment, and then his eyes go to the paper. He takes it carefully from Bucky's hands and starts reading. Bucky feels like he's dying a thousand deaths just watching Clint read what he wrote, waiting for his reaction. He feels vulnerable, flayed open, every feeling he has for Clint pulled from his chest and put onto paper. Put into Clint's hands now, and there's nothing he can do about it now except watch, throat tight and pulse racing, as Clint's eyes widen and his lips part in shock. This is the way you feel about me, Clint says finally, his voice barely a whisper. Not for the cover, but me. Yeah, Bucky manages. He doesn't even realize he's squeezed his eyes shut, bracing himself, until he feels Clint's gentle touch on his cheek. Hey, Clint says, his voice soft and tender. When we get back, I know it's late, but do you want to walk Lucky with me and maybe get a pizza? Bucky smiles, and the echoing smile spreads across Clint's face, slow and soft as a sunrise. Yeah, Bucky says. I do. The end.